This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype here in moments. Big news out of France, and it's not good news for at least a few dozen people over there who are now dead as a result of some shooters, apparently. At least one. I haven't been following the story. I just found out about it moments before coming into the studio here tonight, or moments after coming into the studio. But our new guest co-host, TJ the Spy, is with us this evening, and you have been following the story. TJ, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, Ian.
And also James Cleveland joining us back from his Hawaiian luau, where he spent the last 10 days, basically.
On investigative assignment. We took him out there to make sure we could investigate various ordinances and laws in Hawaii, and had a fun time, like, making fun of them.
So you will probably learn more about you, TJ, and why you call yourself the spy here at some point. But let's get into the news. CNN has the story, as do, I'm sure, a zillion other places. Dozens of people are reported dead after a series of what appear to be coordinated attacks across Paris late Friday. Police were moving in to free any hostages, ostensibly, still held at Concert Hall. Several groups of police have burst into the Bataclan concert venue, and a series of denotations? That's a word.
Maybe a detonation.
I think they mean detonations. Have been heard from outside. According to a CNN producer, at least 43 people are confirmed dead in multiple attacks across Paris. And firefighters said on Saturday that, because it's Saturday right now in France, that reported as many as 60 people had been killed. There were apparently people that were being held hostage in a theater, possibly 100 people being held hostage. President Francois Hollande called the events unprecedented terrorist attacks and added that this is a horror. Now, isn't France one of those countries where gun ownership is basically verboten?
Not completely. So really? France has a four-tier system, and so fully automatic weapons, like fully automatic machine guns, are absolutely prohibited by civilian ownerships. But handguns and rifles are allowed. Each one requires a license. There's some rules like you can't have more than 20-round magazines, and you can't have more than 20 guns. So it's one of those where you can't.
So it's highly restrictive.
It's highly restrictive. It is a shout.
It's the equivalent of New York City kind of restrictions.
Yes, where you're allowed to have the gun in your house, but you got to pay a $300-something fine. Like in New York City, you have to pay $370 for a license to have a gun in your house. And so, yeah, it's. I mean, when I hear.
Basically, New York City, you can only get a gun license if you're like an armored truck guard or, you know, jewelry store guard or something like that.
Yes.
Very, very hard.
You have to have a lot of connections if you want a concealed carry weapon permit in New York City. They're not easy to come by.
So basically you've got an unarmed populace in France that is essentially at the mercy of anybody who is willing to break the law.
You know, honestly, the thing, whenever I hear these things, I hate to say it, but I'm like, well, you know, there's 66 million French people, and, you know, on average, about 1% of the population will die every year. There's, you know, like 9.06 deaths per 1,000 each year. So that's like 600,000 French people die each year, and that's 1,600 per day, or if you break it down per hour, 68 people per hour die. So,
well, I mean, but you can't take numbers and, you know, boil human life down to
statistics. Well, you can, Ian. That's what mathematicians and actuarial scientists do.
Yeah,
I mean, as a mathematician, that's what I do. So.
Right. I mean, that may persuade a mathematician, but it's not persuasive to the average person who would say, well, this is a horrible tragedy. Yes, people die every day, but they die from all manner of different things that they can't help. This one, in theory, you could help if you had the ability to defend yourself.
Well, yes, or, you know, if everyone had a ballistic vest, then everyone would be safer. So, I mean, like, the question is, you know, what do you do to protect yourself against this kind of thing? And I always said, well, you can't really protect yourself against crazy people. If somebody's going to kill you, they could push you off the subway platform. And
yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's the wonderful thing about society. Every day I go out, and most people I encounter every day don't try and kill me. very few people try and kill me each day.
French reporter Julien Pierce was inside the theater when the gunmen entered. Two men dressed in black started shooting what he described as AK-47s, and after wounded people fell to the floor, the two gunmen shot them again, execution style, he said. The two men didn't wear masks and didn't say anything. The gunfire lasted 10 to 15 minutes. That's a lot of shooting. Because, you know, you can fire off a lot of shots in 1 minute, let alone 10 to 15. Sending the crowd inside the small concert hall into a screaming panic, said Pierce, who managed to escape. He said he saw 20 to 25 bodies lying on the floor. One of the explosions at the Stade de France outside Paris appears to be a suicide bombing. A Western intelligence source received direct intelligence from the scene, told CNN's Deb Farrick, a dismembered body consistent with the aftermath of an explosion from that type of device was found at the scene. Police are inviting people off the streets, or not police, people are inviting people off the streets into their apartments, and they're following directions to stay indoors. Traffic on several subway lines has been interrupted following the attacks. And at this hour, there's no credible or specific threat to the U.S. government or to the United States, according to the U.S. government, at least not for the moment.
Yeah, one thing, too, I think I'd be willing to bet this is probably, you know, blowback from all the Western involvement in the Middle East.
I mean, absolutely.
It's not clear entirely, but, I mean, eyewitnesses were saying the people were shouting something about Syria and you know, the classic Allah Akbar, and of course, supposedly they're using Kalashnikovs, you know, like the classic, you know, terrorist
bad guy weapon.
The world's most popular weapon.
There you go,
that's
true. The AK-47 is an incredibly reliable piece of hardware, and that's why it's used worldwide by all manner of different groups.
And right now, I think Heckler and Koch of Germany, if you remember Die Hard,
love that movie.
The MP5 was the bad guy weapon. All the bad guys were carrying fully automatic MP5, so I think Heckler and Koch, they're getting a little ticked right now because they're like, well, you know, we were supposed to be the bad guy weapon. How come this AK-47?
This old commie gun.
The old commie gun's coming in and taking our place. That's what I like. Anybody who has an AK-47, they're always the bad guy.
Yeah, but you don't have long-haired 80s rock musician-looking terrorists anymore these days.
No.
So.
Well, I can tell you another corollary. Anybody in the film that has an M16 or an AR-15, they are always a good guy. So you always
in
have like
Die Hard, yeah,
yeah, like, or you'll see like Conan, not Conan the Barbarian, but Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anytime he always has like an M16, he'll never have an AK-47. So it's.
Did you see the latest Die Hard movie, like number 5 or whatever they're up
no,
to?
No. Oh, yes, it was incredibly awful.
It was so cheesy. I mean, it was just like, it has fallen. That series has
well,
fallen
I was
off
kind
the
of
cliff.
Proud that nerds, we were finally getting our due. It's like, yeah, we can be pretty badass with a computer and
oh,
make
right.
bad
yeah, it was
things
like
happen.
A computer guy.
Hacker was coming yeah. in to, you know, fire sale and destroy like the computers. We were just as bad as the guys with guns and karate skills. We could tap a few keys on our keyboard and make things blow up. And I mean, that's, you know, true, but it was like, it was kind of nice to see us being the bad guys for once.
The, I mean, just obviously we're on an aside here, but for those who haven't seen it, I think Die Hard, the first one, obviously the best, but number 3 is a toss, like, it's a close second to number 1. I really enjoyed the third Die Hard. Number 4 and 5, eh. Toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Not to minimize what's happened in France, those poor, you know, 60 or 40-something people that have been executed here.
Well, it's hard. I mean, part of what we do is humor, or we try and make light of the government. Of course, right now, there's a lot of people who are in pain and, like, are really frightened.
But isn't this why we need the government? I mean, clearly, there are dangerous terrorists out there. You know, you don't... People need the government to keep them safe.
You could make the argument, though. I mean, France has been very active in fighting, quote-unquote, ISIS. I mean, they deployed their aircraft carrier. I remember reading that a few weeks ago. So you could make the argument that, in this case, the government may have made these people, in fact, less safe. You know, if you're killed as a result of some Islamic terrorist, as let's say, a citizen, quote unquote, of the United States, I mean, the reality is you probably had nothing to do with it. You know, you're just a victim of, you know, what the state is doing
in the
abroad.
Wrong place at the wrong time.
And that's right. And the only association you have with the state is, you know, you just happen to live in the landmass that they control. I mean, maybe you voted for the politician or whatever that did these policies, but even so, I mean, you weren't And you could say, like, oh, you're funding them, but, I mean, you don't have a choice. You're forced to do this. You're forced to play their little game.
We're going to continue the discussion here. You're welcome to join us as the scene continues to develop in France with now what is claimed to be at least 60 people who have died in these attacks today. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance,
he scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Live, you can join. join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly as many as 60 people are dead after a massive strike, what is being called a terrorist attack, a series of terrorist attacks, across France late Friday. And there were some upwards of 100 hostages being held in the Bataclan concert venue, as well as other attacks elsewhere, apparently. Pretty horrifying stuff. We're going to continue. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, I am Ian, also. Oh, hang on. Let me try that again, James. Try now.
James.
Right, and TJ the Spy.
TJ the Spy, joining us for the first time here, TJ. Thanks for coming in here tonight. You are sort of the analytical mind on the show, and you're running the numbers on these terror strikes in France. You can join us here as well. Also, I want you to know about ProXPN, because if you are online at all, you need to protect yourself, and ProXPN can help you do that. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider, which means that your ISP will no longer know what you're doing online, which means they can't sell that information, use it for data mining, or hand it over to the government because they don't have it once you start using ProXPN. And you can start by downloading their apps. They're for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. Plus, there's Linux support as well. So whatever operating system you're on, you're pretty much good to go with ProXPN. They use OpenVPN, by the way, which is the gold standard of network encryption. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. They've got servers all around the globe. You can use code FTL50. You'll save 50% off the regular monthly price, and that's good for the lifetime of your annual account. So you don't have to buy the annual account to get the 50% off. Use code FTL50, and that can bring the price down to being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Go to proxpn.com, and don't forget code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. So, again, this is a developing situation in France. It's all over the news. The people of France have been told to stay indoors, which harkens back to what happened in Boston, where they had this thing that they called shelter in place. And basically, it took everybody off the streets except for the police, turned the Boston area, or what was Watertown, which is sort of a suburb of Boston, into a total police state. Now, of course, the irony of this all was that the way they ended up finding the Boston bombers was a tip from someone who left his house to check on his things outside and saw the blood stain from one of the two that was on his boat that gave him the indication that there might be someone hiding in his boat, who then turned that information over to the police. So just like with the DC sniper situation in Boston, it was actually an individual who solved the case. It's same thing with the DC snipers. We were talking about DC snipers during a few moments ago off the air, and it was a tip from an individual who led the police to the DC snipers, not the police's investigation themselves.
You know, I have to take the time because I love the FBI. I wanted to be an FBI agent, you know, way back since, you know, July 11th of 2004 when I turned 23 and I submitted my application. I was going to be a Fed. But they got every single thing wrong in that case. They said it's a white guy who's a loner, and it was a black guy working with another black youth. It was a white van. They got that wrong. It was a blue Chevy Caprice. They were watching it at home. In fact, they weren't even following the news at all. So, like, every single thing that the FBI behavioral unit said that was about the D.C. sniper shooting, they got wrong. And it was just, like, a complete failure. And so you'll notice whenever you read those profiles, they'll be like, well, it's very likely he's educated, but there's a possibility he could not be educated. And so it's like, well, whenever you read the things, I mean, they come up with these things that are kind of like Miss Cleo.
Yeah, I was going to say, bring in Esmeralda from the
was incredible. Nobody ever looks at their failures. The FBI, when they come out with these profiles, I mean, they're based on statistics. So, like, if the husband ends up dead, 90% chance the wife did it. If, you know, it's like, it's just a rule of thumb. They've solved so many cases. But it was just one of these things like, oh, the FBI, the elite behavioral profiling unit, they're saying it's a white van. And all these innocent people who are driving white vans are getting pulled over at gunpoint, felony traffic stops with their arms raised, and it's hard to believe that, yeah, you know, like, you know, yeah, we got it wrong and we trampled. And so I was like looking at the Boston shootings or the Boston bombings, and you see these SWAT team people coming up to the door, forcing everybody out of the house at gunpoint. And I was like, please, oh, please let there be a major kilo of cocaine on the front, you know, living room, and get that suppressed at trial because there was no probable cause to enter the house and they didn't have a warrant. Please let there be something to show that this is wrong. I mean, that it was kind of scary to look at just how much, like, really, for two guys that killed 3 to 7 people and one police officer. I mean, sure, that's not a good thing to do, but we're shutting down a whole city over 7 people getting killed.
Well, this is the same city they shut down because someone put some Light Bright signs up a few years ago.
Aqua Teens Hunger Force.
Right.
Yeah.
And we actually had Zebler, who was one of the two, on the show to talk about it a long time ago. So if you go to our guests page over at freetalklive.com, you can hear that interview. But, you know, talk about overreaction. I mean, in that case, they shut down a huge swath of Boston because someone put some Light Bright signs.
Actually, they overreacted, too. There was another one. I remember Harvey Silverglate's book, 3 Felonies a Day. The guy, his wife had a heart attack, and she was like 40. The paramedics respond, and he was like an activist, and he would do things with bacteria. He would write messages like, no GMO in bacteria. And they saw all these Petri dishes in his house and thought he was a biohazard terrorist.
Right.
So the FBI biohazard response team came in. They spent like $2 million locking down his apartment. And upon realizing the bacteria wasn't, in fact, harmful, and he said, look, it's harmless. He ate some of it. Well, they still charged him with mail fraud. And that was because he took some of the bacteria from a university in violation of some interstate transportation agreement. The professor at Harvard or Boston University had given him like $5 worth of the bacteria for free, and that violated some mail fraud rule.
Oh, they'll find something if they want you.
Oh, yeah. Well, the United States Code's over 100,000 pages, so if they want to get you, they can find something.
So a little bit more here from what's going on in France from CNN.com. The president of France has said in an address to the nation that he has declared a state of emergency, meaning borders will be closed. He said, we have to show compassion and solidarity, and we also have to show unity and keep our cool. France must be strong and great.
You know, what's kind of funny is this is basically what the terrorists want. I mean, they want people to freak out and quit living their lives. I mean, Israel is very experienced in these kind of things, and they tell people, you know, continue about
keep going.
Yeah. Don't let this, you know, get to you. Like, you know, show them that you're not going to be intimidated. So, like, to tell people, like, to shelter in place and, you know, shut down your entire life is probably the wrong advice. And it's kind of funny because I was just sitting here thinking that it's like the opposite of, like, what they used to do in the good old days. Like, we're going to go round up the posse. Like, let's all get these people.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, in fact, it even strays from what George W. Bush got a lot of heat for back in the aughts when the 9/11 strikes happened. You know, he said, you should keep going, you know, go shopping or whatever. He got a lot of heat for that. But that was a completely different response then than what we're seeing right now. Our toll-free, and I'm no fan of George W. Bush. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Bricky system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is the fear of a potential terrorist strike, which ostensibly has happened in France tonight, certainly something violent has happened in France. There are dozens who are confirmed dead and maybe even more that are unconfirmed at this point. Is this why we need the government? Don't we need the government to keep us safe? Aren't you scared? And don't you just need mommy government to hide behind? Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype as well if you have that. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, yeah, this caught me by surprise, this news story. Apparently it was actually developing relatively shortly before we started Free Talk Live here tonight. TJ the Spy is with us here. Good evening, TJ.
Good evening, Ian.
You've been following the story, and James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood of Keene, has joined the show as a regular Friday appearance. So thanks for coming on. We moved Rich Paul. He's on Monday nights now. So for those of you who like your Rich Paul, that's where you'll find him. But, you know, there are people who, and you know, this kind of goes back to the V for Vendetta line with, I think it was Sutler was the character's name in that, who was yelling about, you know, this is why they need us. And the government likes
it when things like this happen, because it allows them to show off their toys and all their capabilities. And even though when all you have to do is look just briefly into the situation, as you were discussing, TJ, with the DC sniper situation, you know, on the outside from the average person's perspective, they see all this hustling and bustling of the cops. You know, they're flitting about everywhere in their cruisers, and they got their lights on, and they're having press conferences.
They got their MP5s out.
Right.
In fact, I'm looking at a picture right now of a Paris police officer.
He has a machine gun.
He has an MP5K with a 30-round straight mag.
Yeah.
And so I'm just looking at it going, yeah, they're not messing around. They're bringing out the full auto machine gun.
They're keeping you safe. Obviously, this is what we need government for. And so they have all of this apparatus that they can trot out in the Bearcats and the MRAPs,
the tanks, and
all these armored personnel vehicles.
Well, one issue I'd argue, like, there's a thing called bystander apathy. So, like, if someone gets injured on the street or if you see something happening, like, and there's other people, people's response is like, well, it's someone else's problem.
They'll walk by.
Yeah, and I would argue, like, government, that's one of the unintended consequences. Like, well, I don't need to worry about my safety.
The government has handled it.
Yeah. Or I don't need to make sure that this restaurant is clean. Because that's the garbage job, even though there's no way, like, even like in New York City, that someone was telling me that if you had all the food inspectors, like, inspect, like, as many restaurants as they can daily, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, the restaurants are going to get checked, like, every third year. So, I mean, it's an absolute joke, like, to just rely on this.
And then those restaurant inspections end up being used as political, used against political opponents and things like that. If they don't like you, then all of a sudden they show up. All of a sudden they find violations. But otherwise, I mean, I having known people that have run restaurants before, I've had them tell me that the restaurant inspections sometimes, you know, if you're on good terms with the inspector, is the inspector comes in, sits down for a gratis meal on the house,
oh, yeah.
and then leaves.
And there's something to be said for corruption. I think corruption in certain circumstances is actually better, because if you have so many rules that it's impossible to follow all of them, I personally think it's better if you actually just pay the inspector, like, look, there's no way it would be $10,000 for me to bring my restaurant up to compliance. How mm-hmm. about $100 or $500 bribe, and you just look the other way?
Sure, as long as everything's clean.
In certain circumstances, I think bribing public officials is actually better in the free market than actually forcing them to comply with a bunch
of
silly
kinda
rules.
Well, it's like in the military, they have, like, inspections, and, like, if they want to find something wrong, they will.
Sure.
Same thing with these food inspections, like, if you have some really motivated person, like, I don't like you for political reasons,
yeah.
or I don't like your race, or whatever reason, it doesn't matter. They can, like, bust your chops for it.
Right. So, and that all kind of ties in with this idea that it's really all for show. Now, I'm not saying the police don't want to catch these guys. I'm sure they do. But the police, you know, they just don't have the right incentives to do as good of a job as they possibly could. They are getting paid regardless of the results. So if they catch the DC snipers or they don't catch the DC snipers, they're going to get paid. If they catch the Boston bombers or they don't catch the Boston bombers, they're going to get paid. There's no punishment for them.
I would still make the argument that it's like the government, you could say it's the French government's fault that this occurred.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, it's not like it's not the average person that was at this concert hall, you know, enjoying this band. Like, they had nothing to do with this, more than likely.
If the average person had a gun, they might have been able to stop the attack. But, yeah, I think you can blame the French government for their international meddling that possibly was the result, you know, that possibly resulted in these
what
attacks.
Are the French doing that the Germans and the British, because, I mean, we don't have these mass, like, we had Charlie Hebdo, and then we had this.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, but, like, the Spain, we have the Spain bombers, the British, we had the whatever, 716.
They're geographically closer?
Well, I know that France is pretty involved in the airstrikes.
I mean, but Canada doesn't have any of this happening, so, I mean, you would think Canada...
It's harder to get to Canada. Right? Like, if you're going to travel somewhere from the Middle East, France is a lot closer than Canada.
Well, you know, like, what is it about France that they're attracting all the crazy people over there? I mean, it's like...
I don't know. That's an excellent question. If you want to speculate, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Why France? I mean, obviously they're not going to attack a place like Sweden where, you know, they're well armed.
Well, they could. I mean, like, you think about it. If I'm going to attack someone, why not Sweden? Like, what is it? Like, why
Switzerland?
France?
I'm sorry.
Like, is France where all the, like, if you are a wannabe terrorist, that's where you go for your, like, if you're going to make a stand, is France? Like, is there some list of countries that...
Maybe France has the, I don't know, does France have the sort of worldwide reputation as being a bunch of wussies?
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is like, you know, the white flag industry shuts down, you paralyze the French military. We all know the joke, right? I mean, that's the joke that everyone makes.
I didn't know if it was like a worldwide thing or if it was just Americans who made fun of France.
Here's a speculation. So maybe French does more meddling than the other countries because they have like the French Foreign Legion, right?
And they're, do they? Okay.
You know, maybe they're... more likely to be meddling than, I don't know, the Germans. That's just speculation, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the breakdown of who's meddling in the Middle East versus... I mean, obviously, the United States is the biggest meddler, but, you know, where does France rank?
I mean, historically, you had French Algiers. So if you remember, like, the Jackal, when Charles de Gaulle pulled out of Algeria, that was the whole basis of his people wanting to assassinate him. The French military wanted to assassinate Charles de Gaulle. So other than French Morocco, French Algeria, French Indochina, I can't really think of places where France has been meddling in Middle Eastern affairs, certainly not to the extent that the U.S. has, or Australia, or Canada.
If this is related to Syria at all, I mean, I'd be curious to know, like, what was France's position on, like, allowing refugees in? Like, Germany basically said, you know, we'll take all the refugees because, you know, they're, I guess, well-versed in math, and they realize that even if the entire population of Syria went to Europe, I mean, okay, the Muslim population would go from 4% to 5%. I mean, so it's ridiculous. I mean, these people, you know, maybe they, that's just another speculation, but perhaps, you know, they're very hostile towards these refugees.
We'd love to hear from you if you want to join the conversation, and feel free to add to the speculation. Or maybe you actually, you know, have spent time in France, you know a little bit more about the history there. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. The president, in an address to the nation, declared a state of emergency. The Paris police are instructing residents to stay home. They say that people should stay inside unless there's an absolute necessity. French authorities have launched a terrorism investigation, and there have so far been no official claim of responsibility, even though ISIS has applauded the attacks on Twitter. President Barack Obama made a statement saying that there's an attack not just on Paris, not just on the people of France, but an attack on all humanity and the universal values we share. Well, don't you do an attack on all of humanity, Barack Obama, when you kill innocent people in the Middle East? Well, double standards. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Current death count, maybe as low as 60, perhaps as many as 100. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The number has been updated in the last hour that we've been discussing the terror attacks in France, for which no one has yet claimed responsibility. The number of dead is possibly 100 now instead of in the 60 range. Multiple coordinated attacks planned to hit areas where many people would be gathered on a Friday night. And really, you know, this shows a lot of things, but it certainly shows the futility of all of this government planning and security. Okay, yeah, so you've got checkpoints in the airports. You've got, in some cases, checkpoints in, like, train stations and bus stations that are being run by the government. But hasn't anyone ever thought of bombing the checkpoint? I mean, look, if you want to hit a large amount of people where they are, you know, they're standing around waiting, it would actually be most effective to set off a destructive device while you're in the checkpoint line. If you've got a suicide bomber, someone who's willing to take their own life, in service of whatever ridiculous cause, then the checkpoint itself has become a target because there's a concentration of people there.
Yes. In fact, that was a joke that Bruce Schneier, a security expert, made. He said, you know, terrorists used to use bombs on luggage, so we started screening the luggage, and then they were taking guns on the plane, so we started screening for guns. So then the terrorists switched to box cutters and nail files during 9/11, so we started banning those. And then the terrorists started switching to liquids, so we banned those. And then we started putting bombs in the shoes with Richard Reed, so we started scanning the shoes. And then we started putting the we always joked, we'd say, well, God help us if they start putting the bombs in their underwear. And then along came Talha Absab, and he put a bomb in his underwear, the underwear bomber. And so we start doing the pot downs and frisks. And then there was, you know, it's like, we always are responding to what the terrorists did last time, and all the terrorists have to do is make a small tweak. And it's a stupid game, and we should stop playing it, because any time we start screening for what they did last time and they just have to change their strategy a little bit, well, you're still not, I mean, can you imagine like the TSA, cereal boxes, we had no way of knowing that the terrorists were going to put bombs in cereal boxes now, and now we're going to have to screen those too. It's like
There is a real cost. I mean, think about all the lost productivity. And
exactly.
There's like all these employees, like, you know, we were just flying out of Hawaii, and I was marveling at
it's going to be billions of hours lost every year.
There's just people that you know, these TSA people, they're just sitting there. I'm saying, oh, my God, you know, how do I get a job where I just sit there and
look at people naked all day? I was, you know, put your hands up here. And so James wanted to get the gropey-feely touch, and he was like, can I have a same-sex worker touch me? I want to be groped by a male TSA right. agent. And I'm looking at him, giving him the evil eye, like, hands off, mister. I see what you're doing over there to my...
For listeners who don't know, you guys are in a relationship.
That is correct.
One another. This kind of brings up another discussion of, okay, well, let's say the government decides, this is very unlikely, but let's just say the government decides, okay, we're going to let the market handle this. We are out of the security business. We're shutting down the TSA. We're ending all of our involvement in this, and we're just going to let the market handle this. How would things change?
It would be like every other thing. So, I mean, you choose the amount of security you want in your life. You can have an alarm system on your house. You can have, let's say, a GPS tracker on your car. It'd be no different. So you could say, well, I want to fly on dangerous airlines, you know,
you can,
Inc. for $50 instead of really safe airlines, LLC for $100.
You might have an airline that if you get killed in a hijacking, they have a $5 million life insurance policy they'll pay out to your family. Or maybe you'll have, Freedom Airways, it's a requirement that all passengers have a gun to be able to take on terrorist training. Or, you know, or maybe that, you know, different planes. Because, this is the thing. Right now, if you actually want to charter a jet, as long as the jet has less than 25 people on it, you can actually carry a concealed weapon on a Learjet.
Hmm.
The moment there are 25 or more people, you become a common contract carrier under federal law. And what that means is, if I wanted to start an airline similar to Southwest or American or United, where everyone could take a gun, concealed carry weapon on the plane, federal law prohibits that. Only law enforcement officers are allowed to carry firearms on common contract carrier planes.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, their security for that's not very good. If you just have fake FBI credentials and a fake badge, you go in, you're good to go. That was the whole problem, is like 96% of the time, the people show up with a fake badge and say, oh, yeah, I'm with the FDA Office of Inspector General Special Agent. I have a firearm. I want to carry it on board. And all the credentials are fake. And so they wave them right around security. They go up the no entrance lane around the metal detectors, and they put them on the plane before everybody else as an armed federal agent. So
TJ and I were kind of laughing. Because like the TSA agents like scan the tickets, right? And it's supposed to say like Ian, and then like, you know, like you're on this flight.
Carefully match it. And so I was telling them how to get around. Yeah, I was telling them how to get around that, the two boarding pass rule. So if you're on the no-fly list, Ian Freeman cannot fly. What you do is you use a prepaid debit card to buy a ticket in the name of James Cleveland, and then you change the name on the HTML to Ian Freeman. So when you go up to the first checkpoint, you show Ian Freeman who's not on who's on the no-fly list. And the Ian Freeman ticket, and they say, yep, you're good to go. Once you're through security, you throw the Ian Freeman ticket away. You use the James Cleveland. James Cleveland is not on the no-fly list. He's okay to fly.
Hmm.
They don't check your ID at the gate. So if you want to fly under a fake name, all you have to do is use two different boarding passes, one with your real name and another with the name of the person you want to fly under.
Which is probably illegal, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, of course it's illegal, but that doesn't stop me.
This is not legal advice from TJ the Spy.
The other funny thing is, so the TSA
for entertainment purposes only.
Oh, yeah, well, by the way, there was a guy who created a fake boarding pass generator. I forgot his name, Christopher, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but yeah, he got raided by the FBI because he had a fake boarding pass generator on his website. So even though anybody could do this, like, you know, terrorists are too stupid to Google how to fly without ID. No, we have to raid him because he's making us look idiotic.
Well, the other funny thing is, like, so the TSA agent scanning these boarding passes, and
airline personnel.
Security checkpoint, yeah. And it was like normally, like, it would show the name and the flight. Well, some people would say carrier not found, or, you know, whatever, and they wouldn't even look at the ID. They would just like, whatever, you know.
Just
so
doing my job.
It's all a big joke.
Let's talk to John. He's in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
I just wanted to have a speculation on that attack. Maybe the whole reason that that this whole thing happened is because maybe it's just an undertone to mobilize all of Europe and to get more of not mobilize all of Europe, like all the civilians, but, you know, get it ready. Get everybody ready to make them think, like, hey, you know, we need to protect us.
Well,
and,
you know. So you think it was a false flag?
That's an interesting theory. And one thing I was thinking about was...
Well, not false flag per se, because it could be a real thing. Because, come on. They're letting all these people in who are not like them in any way. I mean, it's like having cats or dogs in a cage. It's like, what's the inevitable outcome? Everybody knew that. So I'm not saying it's a false flag. It could be a genuine thing. What I'm saying is the outcome was predictable. You know what I mean? The outcome of it. I mean, people knew.
And that's a great point. Never let a crisis go to waste. I don't remember who said that, but
that's
it's a
government
great,
rule.
I mean, and... You know, I was kind of thinking, like, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I was thinking, like, wow, wouldn't it be convenient if, like, all of a sudden they, you know, intervene in Syria or, you know, they, I don't know, attack Iran or, you know, use this as justification for whatever.
Well, they might.
Well, remember.
Go ahead.
Well, remember, before 9/11, they had the military beefed up. You know, they had it all ready to go, bootstrapped and everything. They just needed the body.
That's
true.
And
people.
And, you know, there's people who say, like, the Patriot Act was written, you know, before, like, they rolled it out, they had it all ready to go. I mean, so who knows what will come of this, so.
You know, I think today's Italian, go ahead, Smaller.
Well, okay.
John.
I don't know per se about the whole Patriot Act and everything, but I just know because I'm former military, but I'm young. I'm not going to tell you my age, but I'm young. I went into the military at 16. They were in a split-ups program.
Oh, you had your parents' consent. Did they recruit you right out of high school? Did they come up and what did they tell you to, like,
they recruited
you know,
me,
hey.
They recruited me in. They recruited me in.
In high school?
They didn't tell me anything. I wanted to do it. It was no lying, anything. Because I really just wanted to serve. Not because I wasn't no infantry. I was a quartermaster. And that showed me a whole bunch of,
John, any thoughts on why France, since we're speculating here?
Oh, well, because why? I mean, because who's the default? Who's the default enemy after ISIS and terrorists? You know, who's the one that everybody is talking about besides ISIS and you know, the terrorists, you know, everybody's
John,
talking
thanks
about
for
that.
Your call tonight. Now, the headline is 140. Ostensibly dead in these attacks in France. It's gone from 40-something in the beginning of this hour to 140 right now, according to the headline over at Drudge Report. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.